There's another text that we studied was a later Indian text called the Buddha Nature Treatise. And the Buddha Nature Treatise tries to argue out some of the implications of the Tathagatagarbha Sutra. It tries to sort of, in a way, spell out the philosophy a little bit more. And it's really explicit in saying, first of all, that it accepts the teaching of shunyata. It accepts the teaching of emptiness. And I want to sort of quote something from the Buddha Nature Treatise, which I'm sure will cast light on this. The treatise itself says that Buddha nature is the thusness revealed by the emptiness of persons and things. So just in case you were concerned that in some ways this contradicted the idea of shunyata, I want to reassure you that Buddha nature is the thusness revealed by the emptiness of persons and things. So, just in case that's not immediately transparent, I'm afraid, much though I would like to avoid this, I'm going to have to do a wee excursion into Buddhist philosophy and the history of Buddhist philosophy. The teaching of emptiness, the teaching of shunyata, is not saying, it's absolutely explicitly not saying that nothing exists. It's a restatement of the basic Buddhist teaching of paticca-samuppada, that things arise in dependence on conditions. They're empty of what the Buddhist tradition calls own being. Right? That's the nature of the emptiness. So it's not that they don't exist, and it's not that they do exist. There's a process of becoming. And Sally King, in her exposition of the Buddha Nature Treatise, says that emptiness is not a truth, it's a means. It's almost like what the emptiness tradition is trying to do, insofar as I understand it, is that it's not putting forward emptiness as a metaphysical explanation of reality. It's something much more experiential than that. It's saying, well, it's not this, and it's not that. And what it's asking you to do is to withdraw all your preconceptions about the nature of reality and to create the still, open space. And in that space, you try to intuit, or you start to intuit, the nature of reality itself. Stephen Batchelor puts it more articulately, I think. He says that shunyata challenges the habit that we have of trying to fix our experience, thus obscuring our real nature. Emptiness is a shorthand for freedom, and it's a connection to the dynamic, fluid process of life. Emptiness is a way of pointing to our experience that connects us to the dynamic, fluid process of life. And the Tathagatagarbha tradition completely accepts this. It understands why you have to move back from any dogmatic formulation of what reality is. But then it says, if you will talk about emptiness, you can't be surprised if people misunderstand you. Right? You might not mean it like this, but it sounds nihilistic. What you're trying to talk about when you're talking about spiritual practice is the Buddha in the Gimi. It's an overwhelming positive experience, and from some points of view, emptiness as a language does not completely do justice to that experience. So what Subhuti, when we were studying this text, put it very well. He said that what the Tathagatagarbha Sutra is arguing is that rather than use the idea of emptiness, which inevitably leaves you with a subtle idea of nothing, it's better to use the language of Buddha nature, which leaves you with a subtle idea of something. So it's not that it's nothing, and it's not that it's something, but you're trying to point to something the nature of which is overwhelmingly positive. And as long as you've got in the back of your mind all of the cautions about the teaching of shunyata, with that as a context, you can say there's still something positive to say about this. Right? Achan Cha puts it very concretely, a Thai meditation teacher. He says, he was asked why some of his teachings seem to contradict each other. And he says, look, from my point of view, I'm looking at people walking down a road in a fog, right? And some of the people are veering off to the left, and they're about to fall in a ditch on the left. So I shout to them, go right. And he says, and there's other people, and they're wandering off to the right, and they're about to fall in a ditch to the right, so I'm shouting to them, go left. Right? And if you're to try and take these two positions, they sound like contradictions, but from the point of view of practice, it makes complete sense. And actually, this idea of shunyata and the idea of Buddha nature, it's not that you've got two contradictory positions, you've got a go right and a go left. As soon as you start to take it literally, break it up again, it's empty. As soon as that starts to depress you, right, there's something positive and constructive you can say about the nature of spiritual experience. I will leave you to decide for yourself whether you're about to fall in a ditch on the right or fall in a ditch on the left.